Hare Krishna.
Mahaprabhu, he instructed Raghunath Das Goswami to always wear this verse, this sloka Trinadipi, around his neck.
Huh?
He instructed Raghunath Das Goswami to wear that verse Trinadipi Sinetena around his neck.
Ah.
As a necklace.
And asked him, Gamma Vartana Kohibi, Gamma Vartana Sunibi. The worldly talks you must not attain, neither you engage yourself in that. Bhalana khaibe at, don't seek after the satisfaction of your tongue and belly, or don't try to get any good dress which is appreciated by the people. I am Bhalana Bhali. Amani Manada Krishna Naam Sadalade. Give honor to all, but don't seek honor for anyone, from anyone. In this way, you will take the name of Krishna always, continuously, and the Bhajira Radha Krishna Seva Manase Kuribi. But internally in your mind, try to serve Radha Govinda in Vrindavan. As you are in Vrindavan, you are serving Radha Govinda. That will be your mental aspiration. And externally, you are to go on, live your life in this way. Not good dress, not good food, not indulgence in the worldly topics, either saying or hearing. And always giving honor to all, and don't seek honor from anyone. In this mood, you go on.
So this,
there is one verse in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Vaishnava charitra sarvada pavitra jai ninde hinsa kori bhagati vinod nasam bhase tare thake sada mona dhari. The character of Vaishnava is always very pure, but if anyone out of motive really speaks ill about them, then this bhagati vinod, he don't want to talk with them, and he'll keep silence. No cooperation, not cooperate with them. If anyone comes to abuse Vaishnava, then he'll put the non-cooperation. And Vaishnavi Maharaj, who proposed Jagannath, he told, Sri Dvaita Das Kirtanaya Dras, Sada Mare Lati, Mathai Lati Bhadi. Bhakti Vinod only keeps silence, but Bhakti Siddhanta won't stand their eyes. He will give some punishment to that. He is inspired with that sort of.
Vrindavan
Das Thakur. Gone further. Most appealingly, I am presenting the characteristic and the advice of Gaur and Nityananda. You people come to understand this. I fall at your feet, and I pray that with good motive you come to, you approach, and you will find that all this is true, and it is the best. But in spite of my so much ardent and modest appeal, if you revolt, then I shall kick you and break your head by my kick. Tabe lathi maro tano. And Kaviraj Goswami has said, I will fall on your feet, just and these and things, you say otherwise very mildly. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, I have in my mind previously when I read, this does not look well. Oh, with the Vaishnava, especially the followers of Sri Chaitanya Dev, who has given Trinadavishwanis, Tadurupishwanis. Vrindavan Thakur is being a bona fide devotee. How he can utter such a cruel and proud statement? But when I heard from Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, just opposite meaning. She approached this statement quite from a different direction. One who had no other alternative but to go to eternal hell, Vrindavan Das Thakur has come out to do some good for him. Approach from the different quarter altogether. So no hope. But then Vrindavan Thakur has come and given some hope. Why? How? Now he is punishing with his kicking them. And for this his action, Krishna will be moved, Nityananda Prabhu will be moved for them. Oh, he is abused by my devotee. So he will come to nourish him, and thereby he will get some benefit and a connection. Vrindavan Das Thakur, by such bold and cruel saying, has insulted them. And Krishna, he will not be able to stand unaffected. Oh, Vrindavan Das Thakur has insulted you that he will kick you. No, don't mean so. I am for you. You Krishna will come in this favor. So Vrindavan Thakur has done in the negative side, he has done some good for that person. Mm-hmm. By such bold assertion of hateful punishment to them, attracted Krishna's attention for them in their favor. Oh, you are so much insulted by my devotee. All right, don't be affected. I shall help you. In this way, he has opened some way for their benefit, future benefit. That sort of argument I heard from him. Whenever any bona fide devotee does something wrong to a particular man, when the son beats another boy, that one who beats his father comes to nurse him. Oh, my son has beaten you. Then he comes and with soft hand. This theory. When a bona fide devotee has done something wrong to a particular person, then the guardian of that devotee, he is inclined to sympathize with him. And in that way, some good must come to him. So who had no other alternative, Vrindavan Das Thakur has opened a way for them in this way. I found meaning in that way from him. Who had no other way to get out from their hell, but Vrindavan Das Thakur has managed to provide something for them. By showing rude attitude to us. That's moved the heart of Krishna sympathetically towards those. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Krishna.